Hollywood, California, we present Gene Hersholt in a new Dr. Christian story presented for your pleasure by the Cheeseborough Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. For our first feature tonight, we present a young man from our audience who has an interesting suggestion to make about one of our products.
Well, I'm a foreman on a road gang, and my work keeps me outdoors all day long, which is okay, except when I have to work through driving wind and rain and sleet. Well, then it gets pretty tough, particularly when my face and hands get chapped and crack open. Well, that's why I always keep Vaseline jelly at home in the medicine cabinet. I don't know what I'd do without it. I've tried everything, but nothing can even come close to it for quick relief.
There's nothing quite like Vaseline jelly to relieve chapping, as this gentleman has just told us. And housewives find Vaseline jelly wonderful for the hands, too, particularly for roughness and dryness after doing the dishes and washing clothes, because it does three important things. First, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural skin oils. Second, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Third, it soothes and promotes healing. Remember, Vaseline jelly costs only 10 cents for a generous jar or tube. Ask your druggist, too, about the other products bearing the famous Vaseline name. Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, Vaseline carbolated jelly, and Vaseline lip ice. But no matter which preparation you choose, be sure the trademark Vaseline is clearly marked on the jar or tube. For that name is your guarantee of purity. There's the curtain music, and I know you're all anxious to hear the mystery story Dr. Christian promised us last week. He calls it Gypsy Love. The artists featured in the story are Gloria Holden, who plays Maria, Inez Seabury in the role of Sarah, Fred Crane as Marco, Prince of the Gypsies, Hans Conried as Rudy, Sarah's brother, and Earl Ross, who plays Officer Morrison. And, of course, our star, Gene Hersholt, as Dr. Christian, and Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price. The scene is the doctor's office. Judy is just entering.
Dr. Christian, there's a telephone call for you from the hospital.
What's it about, Judy? Do you know?
It's from Miss Harris at the clinic. She says a gypsy girl just came in there in terrible distress, begging for help.
A gypsy girl?
Yes, one of the girls from the camp. She says there's a man dying out there, and can't they get a doctor right away?
Someone sent for a doctor? Did someone send for a doctor? Listen to me, will you? I'm a doctor. Did someone send for me?
Oh, it's a doctor.
Quiet! Listen to me. I've come to see the man in this camp who is very sick.
No one is sick here.
That is not true. There's a man here, dying.
How do you know that?
That doesn't matter.
Who told you? You said somebody sent for you. Who did it?
You're wasting valuable time. If one of your band is sick, why don't you tell me? Let me help him.
We need no help from you. No one is sick
but
here.
But I know that.
Listen, doctor. Why don't you go home?
Go away from me.
Very well. But if you don't let me see this man, I'll have to turn you over to the county health authorities.
Health authorities?
Yes. They'll probably take him away to the county hospital.
Hospital? None of our people will go to a hospital.
Then if you want to keep him here, why... You better let me see him. Quickly. Oh, well, of course, if you'd rather send him to the hospital...
No, wait here.
Doctor. Doctor.
What?
Don't
Who is
turn
this?
Your head. I'm here in the bushes beside the car. I don't want anyone to know I'm talking to you. Pretend you're fixing the starter or something.
What do you want?
Doctor, make them let you see him. Make them. He's very sick, Marco is. He'll die if you don't save him.
Well, why won't they let me see him?
They didn't want anyone to know. They said we'd be chased out of town. But I couldn't let him die. Doctor, you will save him, won't you?
I'll do my best. Where is he?
In that wagon over there.
The big one in the sandal?
Yes. Yes, beyond the campfire. He... Hush. Hush, here they come.
You may come with me.
Thank you. Just who is this man who is sick and what's all the mystery about?
mystery?
Oh, well, stop pretending. I come out here because I learned that one of your band is sick and needs medical attention. First you deny the whole business, and then you have to go into executive session before I can even see him. Is that a gypsy custom?
Gypsies do not like doctors. We have our own charms against sickness.
Only this time it didn't work, is that it?
Well, it's very curious, this illness. It came upon him very suddenly.
Who is the man?
No one of importance.
Has he been sick long?
No, he grew sick very suddenly.
Oh, what seems to be the matter?
He lies on his bed and cannot rise. He is very faint and weak.
So? Well, how long has this been going on?
Since yesterday. Oh, here is his wagon, Doctor. He lies in there.
Who's been taking care of him?
Maria and Sarah. They take turns. They bathe his head and fan him.
Very effective. Well, let's have a look at him. Where are these nurses?
I am here, Doctor. I am Maria.
You?
Yes.
Sarah has gone to fix him some broth. He takes a little, but he will not eat.
I see. All right. Leave me alone with him for a while. You may stay, Maria. I may need your help. Get the rest of this crowd away, will you?
Get back, all of you. Get back. Keep away from the wagon till the doctor finishes.
I will be within call if you want me, Doctor.
Thank you. Now, how do I get into this thing there, Maria?
Up the steps. So, like this. Oh, there he is, Doctor. See how sick he is.
Yes. Temperature. Pulse very fast. Open my bag, will you, Maria?
Yes.
You are related to this man?
I am to be his bride.
His bride? Then you...
Yes, Doctor. He is Prince Marco. They didn't want you to know. We were to have been married tomorrow.
I see. And then suddenly he was sick?
Yes, last evening. All at once he had pains, bad pains in his head. And his knees, they would not hold him up. And he shook as if he were afraid.
Was he?
Was he what?
Afraid.
I do not know.
Well, did he have anything to be afraid of?
How do you know? I do not know what you mean.
What was he afraid of, Maria?
Why,
Yes?
I cannot tell you. I am not allowed to tell. He might die if I did.
Well, he's much more likely to die if you don't. Now, come, Maria. I'll respect your confidence. If we are to have a healthy bridegroom for the wedding, you'll have to trust me.
But that is it. If the wedding goes forward, he will die.
What are you talking about? Maria, what do you think is the matter with Prince Marco?
I know what is the matter. Well, you must never, never let anyone know that you know. But it is the black spell.
The black spell? Maria, you don't mean to say that in this day and age you believe that...
The gypsy spell knows no time, Doctor. Sarah warned him, but he would not listen.
Sarah? Now, who is Sarah?
She is a girl of our tribe, and she has loved Marco for a long time.
And he did not love her?
No, not as a bride. Marco loved Sarah as a sister, but his heart, it belonged to me.
But Sarah did not understand that.
She would not believe. Always she said to Marco that he must marry her, that I was only a foolish fancy.
And then, when she discovered the truth?
She was very, very angry. Sarah is a strange girl. She knows the gypsy magic. She understands the spells.
Now, let me get this straight, Maria. Sarah has, well, shall we say, put a curse on Marco?
A terrible curse.
And she'll not remove it unless he refuses to marry you?
Not unless he marries her.
If she were made to see reason, could she remove the spell?
Yes. She knows strange things, Doctor.
Maria, do you really believe in this?
It is the belief of the gypsies.
But do you believe it? Maria, it was you who went to the clinic for help, wasn't it? Who sent the message?
Oh, don't let anyone hear you.
Then you don't believe it, really. Do you feel that I can help you?
Oh, Doctor, there must be help somewhere. Marco could never care for Sarah for a wife. He and I love each other. It is right that we should marry.
Yes, of course.
But there he lies, so sick, so helpless. All his proud strength gone. Oh, my poor Marco. Doctor, If there is help, if there are ways in medicine to break this spell, tell me.
Maria, did the man who brought me here say you and Sarah were nursing Marco?
Yes. Sarah is a good nurse, the best in our band. They sent her to him when he... I could not say no.
And the two of you have taken care of him ever since?
Yes. In the night, I talked with her. I begged. I tried to make her relent, but she only laughed. She said if she could not have Marco, I never could. Then I threatened to go to the leaders of our band. But she said if I did, she would swear Marco had been hers, and I had stolen him from her. And then the gypsies would believe she had a right to vengeance.
Well, you certainly take the law into your own hands, don't you? Well, Maria, I don't know what I can do. I'll do what I can, but it seems to me that...
Hush! Here she comes. Here is Sarah now with the broth. Sarah, this is the doctor.
I know. Rudy told me. Who sent you?
Well, the news came to River's End that a man was seriously sick out here. So I came.
No one called you?
It's a doctor's natural instinct to go where he can be of help.
We gypsies need no help from doctors.
The prince seems to need us all.
Who told you he was the prince?
Why, I...
You told him. You, Maria.
Sarah, I...
Did she tell you, too, that he will die and that our band will be without a leader? Did she tell you that she would rather see him dead than give him up?
I'm afraid I don't understand why she must choose.
There is much that you do not understand. Gypsy ways are not your ways. Go back to town, doctor. Tell your people to let the gypsies alone.
But I haven't finished examining my patient yet.
He is not your patient. We want nothing from you.
Now, this man needs medical attention.
You did not come to help. You are only here to meddle and pry. Mm. I will call my brothers and they will come with their knives. Rudy, Arthur! Now get out of here before I set the dogs on you. Do you understand? Get out! Get out! Get out!
And so, Judy, I put safety before valor and took to my heels and left the whole band howling and screaming behind me as I drove away.
Dr. Christian, how awful. That poor girl.
Yes, and that poor man.
You know, no matter how intelligent and practical you think you are, there's something about the threat of a gypsy curse that gives you the shivers. Of course, nobody believes in them.
Don't they, Judy?
Well, do they?
It's only having somebody believe in them that would make them effective.
I suppose that's true, but... What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to make some tests.
Oh, here, let me help you. What kind of tests?
Well, first, I'm going to analyze the contents of this little jug I brought from the camp.
Oh. Here, these things are ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hold that. Dr. Christian, you've got some kind of an idea, haven't you? What is it?
I don't know yet. Stir the liquid in that jug up, will you, Judy, and pour it in here.
What is it? Smells like chicken soup.
That's what it is, I guess.
Broth of some kind, certainly.
Very special kind, I'm afraid.
Look. Look, Dr. Christian. What on earth did you put into it? It's turning green.
It is, isn't it?
Bright green.
Yeah.
What an awful-looking mess. Dr. Christian, what is it? What are you testing it for?
I was testing it, Judy, because I believed that it contained a certain drug.
And it did, and that's why it turned green, huh?
Aha, you guessed it.
Good heavens, Dr. Christian. You're not trying to tell me she actually poisoned the man.
In a sense, yes. That's just what I'm trying to tell you.
But that's criminal. Why, that's murder.
Yeah, that's one name for it.
Will he die?
Not unless she gives him some more while no one is looking. I left Maria on guard. Told her to see that he had absolutely nothing to eat or drink.
Oh, but does this Maria realize what...
Well, she knows it's a matter of life and death, Judy. You see, I couldn't take any action until I was sure.
Oh, we must do something about it at once.
Yeah, call Mayor Ewood and ask him to have a policeman meet us at the gypsy camp.
Oh, then you mean you're going to take me with you?
Well, are you game?
You bet. This is the most excitement we've had in River's End in a coon's age. How did you ever suspect what the stuff in the jug was?
Sheer luck. It's an obscure thing. I had an experience with it once before in Chicago.
Oh.
It doesn't produce any of the usual symptoms of a poison. And to tell the truth, Judy, it's fatal only in very large doses.
Oh, then you don't think she was really planning to kill him,
No, I think she expects to scare him sufficiently so that he'll do what she wants.
Oh, but how ridiculous. How can a great grown man believe such stuff? Hey, Dr. Christian, look out!
What's the matter, Judy?
Oh, that cat. Golly, that was a close shave.
Oh, I never came anywhere near hitting the cat, Judy. He was across the street before you spoke.
Black cat, too.
Now, don't tell me that you think a black cat is hard luck.
Oh, of course I don't believe it, but it's the same. I don't like one to cross my path.
Speaking of superstitions, I guess a little fear mixed with Sarah's drug made the drug 10 times more potent.
Yeah, I suppose so.
When Prince Marco felt himself growing ill, generations of gypsy superstitions welled up in him. So he jumped to the conclusion the curse was beginning to work. He's been a very easy victim.
But if the girl's in love with him, you don't suppose she thought she'd get him back by any such method as that, do you?
That's hard to say. There's the old saying about a woman scorned. Who can tell what she believed would come true and happen? Main thing now is to get there before anything more happens.
No. No, he is still sleeping.
I have brought him some more broth.
Oh, he cannot be roused yet a while.
I will force this between his lips.
No, no.
He must have nourishment. Perhaps my curse will not work after all. Perhaps your bridegroom will grow strong and well again.
Sarah, please. Oh, you cannot mean to go on with this wicked thing. We have done you no harm, Marco and I.
Marco belonged to me and you have stolen him.
Oh, that is not true. He never belonged to you, Sarah. Oh, please. How can you hate us so?
When you have lost the man you love forever, then you will know.
But, Sarah, if you love him...
I love him too much to let him live and belong to you. Here. Lift his head. I will try to feed him the broth.
If you want him to die, why are you feeding him? Why do you nurse him?
I want him to have the broth. Here. Hold his head as I told you.
I won't. The doctor told me not to. He said Marco must not have any more broth.
The doctor said that?
Yes, he did. He said, I must not let you give him anything more, not anything.
When did he say so?
Why, you were screaming, calling Rudy and the others to send him away. He made me promise. I will not hold Marco's head.
Maria. Maria, that broth. The broth I brought to Marco this afternoon while the doctor was here. What became of it?
I do not know.
I placed it here on the floor in a small jug.
I did not see it.
Maria. Maria, it's gone. I cannot find it anywhere. Maria, what did you do with it?
I did not touch it.
That doctor, he took it. He took the jug.
And what if he did? It was but a cheap jug and a little broth.
You think he did take it?
How do I know?
The spy, the thief.
Oh, look. Look, Marco is stirring. His eyes are open.
Now stand away from there. Is this the wagon, Dr. Christian?
Yes, that's it, officer.
You point out the girl. There's two of them in here.
Yes, she was wearing a wet scarf about her head.
It's the doctor.
He's here, right here. I'm sorry, lady, but I guess you're the one I'm looking for.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I don't have to come with you.
That's where you're wrong, lady. You do.
No.
So make it as easy as possible for both of us.
No.
Step down now, nice and easy.
No, hold.
I'll be taking her back to the car, Dr. Christian, and waiting for you there.
No.
Thanks, officer.
You
did
the doctor.
Come on.
I knew it.
No, need
I knew it.
Maria.
Yes, doctor.
May I come in?
Yes. He is awake, doctor.
Maria.
Oh, yes, my dear.
Maria, I feel very strange.
Oh, you will be better now. There is a doctor here.
Doctor. No doctor can offset a curse. The black spell.
Oh, yes, it can. You can buy the ingredients of the black spell in any drugstore for 50 cents if you know what to ask for.
What? What do you mean?
Listen, Maria. And you, Prince Marco, you listen, too. The black spell really exists only in your imagination.
Imagination? Then why is my Marco so sick?
Sarah put a curse on Marco and Marco laughed. You laughed too, but you were both afraid. Then she put a drug in his food. Not much, but enough to sicken him. You both believed the spell had worked.
But how did you discover about the drug?
I took the soup she left here this noon and tested it. It was the only way to be sure.
Doctor, you mean Marco is not really sick?
You're sure I need not die?
Not if you don't want to.
Maria,
It all depends on what you think. Of course, if you want to make something out of this curse business, but I'd just forget it if I were you. I'd give you some powders to sort of settle your stomach. That was pretty bad soup.
Doctor, you mean you will make him well?
Well, if you'll take these powders regularly, I think you can get up by noon tomorrow.
Oh, doctor, how can we thank you? You have lifted the curse.
Yeah, and substituted a little common sense, I hope.
What can we give you? What can we do for you? Oh, doctor, is it possible? Could you... would you come to our marriage?
I'd love to. Uh-oh, here comes your subjects, friends. I'm going to get out of here. Goodbye.
But you will come back to our wedding.
Oh, more than that, Maria. I'll come back and dance with the bride.
And that's the end of Gypsy Love. Gene Hirschold is going to tell you about next week's drama in just a moment. Meanwhile, I have just time to get in my little message about the products that make this program possible. You know, no matter what the situation or what the hour of day, successful men want to look their best. Yet many of these men thoughtlessly plaster down their hair with water each morning and then wonder why it becomes unruly, why unsightly dandruff scales cover their shoulders. Harsh, brittle hair and loose dandruff usually mean dry scalp. And the best treatment for dry scalp is Vaseline Hair Tonic. That's because Vaseline Hair Tonic is different. It contains no ingredients that could possibly dry the scalp. Instead, it helps to supplement the natural oils that are washed away by frequent showers or dried out in steam-heated rooms or harsh sunlight. If you want to rid your hair of unsightly dandruff scales, to keep it handsome, healthy-looking, and easy to manage, rub Vaseline Hair Tonic on your scalp before every shampoo. And in the morning, instead of water, shake on a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic. You'll be amazed at how handsome, how lustrous your hair will be, and how easy it will be to keep in place. Vaseline Hair Tonic is economical, too, costing only 40 or 70 cents at all drugstores. Try a bottle tomorrow. Now, here's Gene Hirschold, famous Hollywood star, in his popular role of Dr. Christian. Tell us, Dr. Christian, what did they do with Sarah, the girl who tried to poison her prince?
Oh, Mayor Hewitt had her kept in custody for a few days until Marco and Maria were safely married, and then they let her rejoin the band.
Well, that was quite an adventure, Dr. Christian. Boy, the life of a doctor is certainly full of strange things.
Yes, that's right. Oh, by the way, it reminds me of another very unusual experience I had some time ago. In fact, it's an unbelievable experience for which I haven't yet found a logical explanation. But there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. So I'm going to tell you all about it in next week's play, which I call Stranger Things. Until next Wednesday evening at this same hour, then I'll say good night.
Gene Hirschold wonders whether you've seen the first Dr. Christian picture called Meet Dr. Christian, based on our radio skit. If you have, please write him a letter and tell him what you thought of it, and what suggestions you have to give him regarding his future pictures. Won't you do that? This is Arthur Gilmore adding a good night for the makers of Vaseline Preparations. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.